journey that lasted 40 years.
Same thing, different people, different faces, different places, same thing. We got to get to the point where we realize, you know, and this is closing. We got to get to the point where we realize, you know what, this again? I'm passing this trial this time. We will return our tithe and we'll take care of this stack of bills second. There's people here, you're fresh out of backsliding. There are people here, you've barely made your way back to church in the last 5 years, and you know what? You're starting to get that itch again. Here's what the scripture says. Scripture says that when an unclean spirit is cast out of a house, it says it returns. The Bible says that when Jesus was tempted by the devil, Jesus rebuked him with the word, and here's what the scripture says specifically, and Satan left him for a season. I'm preaching to somebody right now. He's coming back. Same old devil. Just a new dress. Hey, John, come back. Hey, Cindy, how much longer can you be single? Hey, it wasn't so bad last time you were out there. Come back. Come on. You'll have more money this way. You don't need to listen to your pastor. He's not you. He doesn't know your situation. What does he know about raising boys? He has all girls. Oh, that was good. He don't know my wife. His wife's nice. Mine's, you know, she crazy. This morning, it's time to pass the test. And this test is not based on IQ or intelligence. It's based on obedience. That's the beautiful thing about God. He's not grading on intelligence. He's grading on obedience. And obedience is better than sacrifice. I had a friend I brought to church, Mark. Never forget Mark. I brought Mark to God. Mark lived for God. He lived powerfully for God. He backslid, went out into the world, and when it was all said and done, he was homeless. And I ran into Mark at the library one day, and Mark started chewing me out. Like it was my fault. And you know, I told Mark right in his grill. I was like, dude, you need to humble yourself, bro. He said, humble myself. He said, I'm broke, I'm unemployed, and I'm homeless. I'm living in my car. I can't get no more humbler. I said, I said, you don't get it. For you, humbling means going to get a job. See, for some people, humbling themselves means moving up. Some people, you know, I'm good right here on the couch, top ramen. I don't need nothing more. I'm just glad I'm breathing. I got news for you. God wants you to do more than breathe. He wants you to be proactive. He wants you to actualize. Bro, when I got married, I had this attitude of just, you know, the minimums. My wife was like, we are not living like that. And I thought, you carnal. You need to humble yourself. And I learned, I was the one that needed to humble myself. But for me, humbling meant thinking higher. Because I had it in my mind that humbling meant thinking lower. For some people it does. That ain't us. There are people here, you've got to humble yourself by thinking higher. Higher. I'm done. I wore you out, wore you thin. It's test passing time. This is all you're going to hear. This was the word of God for you. Let me tell you something about tests. The teacher don't talk during the exam. No more talking. I think you've heard all you need to hear. When we walk out of these doors, it's time to pass the test. And when you pass, the blessing of God's going to flourish. There's people here, you're going to be launched into just a whole new level, a whole new experience, a whole new realm of influence, a whole new peace and joy. Let's stand. I want us to pray before we leave. I'm not going to do anything special here for this altar call. This is not that kind of an altar call. I'm not going to go get you. I'm not going to go twist your arm. I'll tell you what would be really appropriate, and I do this all the time. I don't really care what people think. It'd be a good idea for some people to just come to the altar before you leave today and lay your hands on your own head and say, God, just change the way I think. God, I want to think your thoughts because they're so much higher than my thoughts. There's some people here, it'd be a good idea for you to just lay your hand on your heart and say, God, I want the emotions of this heart to be like the emotions of your heart. God, help me today. I want you to take me out. Take me out of this way of thinking. Take me out of this way of being. Take me out of this. There's some ladies here. I'm telling you, there's some ladies here. There are some. Can I have 1 second? There are no less than 3 ladies here. Some of you, I could call you out if I had to. There are 3 ladies here. You, today, nobody knows. Today, you have got to come out of that relationship. You are involved with, some of you are involved with men out of church. The others of you are beginning to flirt. And I'm telling you, you've got to come out of it right here, right now, today. I'm being serious. I'm talking to you in a good spirit. I need the church. I need your help right now. We've got to pray. It's happening right now. Right now, I just want you to pray, church. Just I want you to pray, God, whoever this girl is, give her courage. Just, we need to help our sister here. One of you is praying like, I'm not talking to you. Girl, you need to pray. Girl, you need to pray. I'm talking to you. You know I am. Don't you pray with the rest of us. Jesus, Señor Jesús. I feel something breaking right now. I feel something breaking right now. Come on, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. I feel a river of God's Spirit. It's penetrating the human will. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, I just a few more seconds. I'm not trying to drag this out. I mean that. I'm telling you, it takes a move of the Spirit to break mentalities. It takes a move of the Spirit to break a mentality. We're cracking into that right now. In the name of Jesus, come on, church. God's going to begin to move on some of you right now. God's going to get into your mind, into your mind, into your mind. Some of you can feel it right now. Your thoughts are actually being broken into. Come on, he's jailbreaking that mind of yours. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God give you a new mentality, a new outlook, a new insight, a new perspective in the name of Jesus. And above all else, I pray God give you a spirit of obedience. I pray he give you eyes to see and ears to hear. For it is written that the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made them both. And I pray in Jesus' name that God bless you with a hearing ear and a seeing eye in the name of Jesus.
From the bottom.